bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
One of the great traditions of Grand Final Day, of course, is the North Melbourne Grand Final Breakfast. It's how North stays involved with the Grand Final every year. There have been 50 of them, and Sophie Smith, who is a journalist with the Herald Sun, joins us. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Sorry, I don't know how we lost you. I think I may have pressed the wrong button.
But, okay.
let's not tell anybody. We're all good. The 50th Grand Final Breakfast this morning, how was it?
It was very entertaining, actually. They had a lot of political dictionaries there, which sometimes without being rude, you can sometimes be a yawn fest. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But even, you know, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the opposition leader Bill Shorten were both actually very funny.
Wow.
there's something you don't hear in a sentence every week. And look, is it all about the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition having a couple of quiet beers together on a... Oh, actually, Malcolm wouldn't have a beer. A couple of glasses of Prosecco together on a Saturday morning before the game. Is it the good bit of conviviality, or is it the politics still in play?
No. They're all acting like they're good friends. I didn't see anyone drinking beer. They were up at a high table on the stage, so... which is surprising because they were offering mimosas on the way in, and there was the bar was free flowing and very generous, put it that way. So I don't know if they did while they were there. The Prime Minister was a Swans supporter. He had a Swans tie on, so his alliance was clear. And Bill Shorten was actually going for the Bulldogs, and he just stopped short of toilet humour and explaining his decision. Apparently he's got two pet bulldogs at home who he picks up after... and I don't quite know what the affiliation. I think it was just the name, Bulldogs. But
his electorate is technically Bulldogs heartland. Yeah. So
as well, yeah.
Now, funny that you say Malcolm Turnbull's a big Swan supporter, because he was on radio this week and they played the first line of the Swan song, "Cheer, Cheer, the Red and the White," and they said, "And keep going, Prime Minister," and he couldn't sing the second line.
Follow the game by day and by night. Everybody
knows
that.
Everyone knows it. Not the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
That's awkward, isn't it?
He got busted, I think.
He obviously didn't do what I did in grade two, which was like learn every song off by heart. I didn't have a lot of friends, but I know all the AFL songs off by heart.
This is why she's a lawyer. Sophie, what's the importance of the breakfast for you? I know it's a great footy tradition. It sort of kicks off I imagine it'd be a very long day by the time you get to 5 o'clock in the afternoon if you've been at breakfast on the mimosas.
It could be. I missed the VIP function in the morning, but there was a VIP function that started at 7:30. I have to say the breakfast, it's only short. It only went for a couple of hours. You had sort of a small scrambled eggs and bacon type of ensemble with a little muesli on the side. So I guess a sort of reasonable stomach kind of.
I don't know about you two.
Before you go to the game, but...
If I'm putting on a grand final breakfast at my house, I'm certainly not serving mimosas, but I'm out with the patties, party pies and sausage rolls.
Yeah, start as you wish to go on. And mini Frankfurts.
And your meat tray raffle.
Yes.
Yeah, on the way there. It's a short walk. It's still a bit cold outside. So.
Sophie, do you get to go to the game?
I'm not going to the game, no. I'm at Herald Sun today on the news desk. We've got all our sports guys out there, but it should be great. I've actually just interviewed a woman that is standing outside the MCG with her brother. She's an Aussie, but she lives in Belfast in Northern Ireland with her partner. She decided to come out. She's a Bulldog supporter. Decided to come out, fly out on Wednesday, so she's paid almost $2,000 for a ticket and is currently has been standing outside the MCG since 8:30. She said her and her brother are willing to pay $500 each a ticket so they can join their father, Daryl, inside for going by the breakfast. What a lot of aficionados there are saying is going to be a very, very close match that no one would A, call, or B, nominate a Norm Smith medalist for.
Oh, that just made us all cry.
So she came all the way without a ticket.
Plucky Irish.
I know.
But she's Australian. That's why I thought, but has lived in Ireland since 2007, so I get, almost as an Irish accent. But decided Tuesday night that she needed to be here. She said it's a bit of a family day. She actually sounded a bit emotional on the phone and flew out Wednesday.
Gil, get down there and give her a ticket.
Yes, Gil McLaughlin, or anybody who can give that woman a ticket, get down there and give her a ticket. What, Sophie, one of the things I wanted to bring up, there's the MCG can fit a few short of 100,000 people. There's only 15,000 tickets allocated to each team, which means there's 70,000 tickets there for other clubs and corporates. And I know this is an ongoing issue each year, but it seems a little more poignant this year that there's Doggies fans who haven't seen them in a grand final for 55 years. Is it something that you think is part of a movement for change so that clubs actually get a bit more investment into the grand final?
That's something the AFL Fans Association have said in the lead-up to the grand final and even in the prelims, that they're actually putting a petition together, or there is a petition out there at the moment, and they're trying to bring that point home after the grand final, and they're petitioning for AFL club members to have a greater allocation of tickets, purely because, more so because it's a corporate issue, that there are a lot going, you know, to corporate allotments and things like that. Even Kate Langbrook raised this at Witten Oval the other day. She was there for the Bulldogs' final open training session. And she even sort of had a negative view of the corporatisation of sport, as she termed it. But I think the AFL does have to be congratulated, or certainly this is what AFL Fans Association President Jerry Eamon said earlier in the week, that the Swans actually did forfeit, and it's a meek number, but 200 of their club member tickets, which weren't sold, they actually did forfeit those to Bulldogs fans that applied in the ballot and were unsuccessful. So that was a small step in the right direction, I guess. But it has been very topical, along with websites not working, which Gil McLaughlin raised at the grand final breakfast this week, or today, I should say. And mocked a little bit. And hopefully I'd like to see that petition granted, for sure.
Well, we wouldn't have that problem if GWS had have got into the grand final, would we?
No.
I think that corporatisation of sport that you're talking about, Sophie, is so much more prevalent because it's the Bulldogs. They are such a suburban club, and you just kind of feel like these are just people from the suburbs that have supported this club their whole lives, and they deserve to have a ticket as opposed to some, you know, fat cat businessman who wouldn't know the Bulldogs if he fell across them. Not that I'm stereotyping.
No.
No, but there's going to be a lot of people who are going to the game who are not invested either way emotionally. Yeah. They certainly are invested in the game in other ways, who are going to sit around and drink a lot of, a lot of corporate wine.
Crown
and
lager.
Crown lagers and all sorts of things. I have a real problem with that, just for the fact that I know if it was North Melbourne, it'd be the same thing for me, that we'd, you know, I'd be, there's probably only 15,000 of us that would go.
And but that's just your family.
Well, yeah, pretty much. It's a big family. I'm one of 10, so it's quite a large tribe.
Catholic?
Yeah, a couple of rogue.
I forgot to say Irish Catholic, but I didn't know if that was appropriate or not.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. A couple of rogue Geelong supporters in there, but we're all pretty much north to the bootstraps. But, yeah, I just think I have a real problem with it. What's the rest of the day hold for you as a sports journalist? Do you watch the game sort of kick by kick, and are you, you know, live streaming on Twitter or something?
Well, I'm lucky in that I'm actually finished not so long after kickoff, so I will probably do what most Aussies who aren't at the game do and go have meet a friend for a barbecue or something like that. But in the meantime, it is everything AFL Grand Final, so speaking to fans and dignitaries and just getting a feel for, you know, the buzz inside and outside the G.
Well, Sophie, thank you for talking to us. Enjoy the day, enjoy the game. Who's going to win and by how much?
I'm going to jump on the Doggies bandwagon and say I'd love to see them win, but I think the Swans might do it just because their midfield is so good.
Well, contentious. I haven't got an answer out of you. So the Swans by how many? Come on, I want a real prediction.
It depends on how it opens, doesn't it? I'll say 5 goals.
Oh, you and the Lord Mayor in the same camp. The Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle, he was upwards of 25 points. He doesn't think it's going to be that close either, so... there you go. You're with the Lord Mayor in your prediction.
I have been camped outside Witten Oval for the last 3 weeks, so I do hope Bulldogs.
Oh, I could have brought you down a cup of tea. I'm just around the corner.
Yeah.
It's where I shall be this afternoon to celebrate, I'm sure, in style. Thanks, Sophie.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sophie. Pleasure.
Thanks.
Sophie Smith is a journalist with the Herald Sun.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.